allowed them to pre-live their goals before they became realities. I just love that. Pre-live your goals before they become realities. You know, think about it. We get to work out all the details. Well, let's imagine it this way. Oh, do I like that? No, I don't think I like that. Let me change it to this color. It's a matter of pre-living. Isn't that kind of cool? Many of you are familiar with Dr. Charles Garfield, who was the author of Peak Performers. He said, there can be no question that mental rehearsal of future events brings results. He also said that our culture has widespread skepticism, even disbelief, about the power of mental rehearsal. We trust the brain's logical functioning much more than its imaginative functioning. And with the peak performers that they studied, they found that mental rehearsal provided a tremendous boost to performance. There are a lot of examples of how mental practice has had a real effect on real life stuff. For example, former Dallas Cowboy All-Star defensive back Bill Bates said, "The night before the New York Giants game, I had an image where I saw myself pulling in two interceptions. I saw it all in my mind, every play, every move. The next day, I got those interceptions, and both were crucial. Would I have gotten them anyway? I don't know, but I do know I got them." So think about it. Visualization can be used in all areas of your life, from obtaining your life's dream goal to rehearsing for a speech. This tool can help you reduce the effects of stressful situations when you have to cope with difficult people, lose weight, quit smoking, improve relationships, anything from performing better at sports, opening your own business. All of these things can literally help you when you take the time to simply imagine what you want. It really doesn't make any difference what level your goals are on, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. All world-class athletes utilize mental rehearsal. Jack Nicholson, who is my husband's, you know, hero in life, said good golf is 50% physical coordination and 50% mental rehearsal. And in his book, Golf My Way, he quotes, "I never hit a shot, not even in practice, without having a very sharp, in-focus picture of that shot in my head. It's like a color movie. First, I see the ball where I want it to finish. I see it nice and white, sitting high on the bright green grass. Then the scene quickly changes, and I see the ball going to where I want it to go. Its path, its shape, its behavior on the landing. And then there's this sort of fade out, and the next scene shows me making the kind of swing that will make that image turn into reality." So let's face it, visualization also improves motor skills and muscle memory. And one of my favorite movie stars of all time, and the great governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, said, "The mind is the limit. As long as the mind can envision the fact that you can do something, you can do it. As long as you really believe 100%. He also said, "I use weights to tone my body, but I use my mind to shape it." And let's face it, folks, he's done a great job. Even the Stanford Business School gives advice about this. They say in mental rehearsal, you're engaging your subconscious as an ally to pursue your goals. With imaging reinforcing the goal's importance, the subconscious will put that goal very high on your priorities, making it far more likely that you'll unconsciously begin to adjust your actions in ways that will make that goal happen for you. The medical profession is even using visualization right now, and some doctors are using their standard medical treatments with mental imagery. For example, some cancer patients can influence their immune system to become more active in fighting the illness. When the patient practices visualizing the cancer as weak cells and visualize the body's white blood cells as powerful, strong cells hunting down the weak cells to kill them. By doing this 3 times each day, they create some type of realistic or symbolic images to kill the cancer in their body. If you study biofeedback science, they often use visualization to change the rate of heartbeats or other body functions, and they say that our outer experience is directly connected to our inner experience. By the way, just using mental rehearsal is not just for adults. Children, and most of you have kids, can benefit from this tool to help them improve in school. And if you haven't shared these skills with your kids, if you want them to get better grades, I highly recommend that you get them to start imagining themselves getting good grades. In one of my seminars on how to use mental rehearsals on how to improve your potential, I got a great letter from a guy in Texas, and he wrote to me that he was a single parent. He'd had a lot of problems with his 10-year-old son about math. He wrote to say he had taught his son about the techniques of using visualization. He actually dared his son to mentally rehearse what it would be like if he could get good grades in math, seeing himself getting A's on tests, see and feel the praise from his teachers and himself. He said to me in his letter, "If my son cannot imagine getting a passing grade in math, he won't even make an attempt to try." This father from Texas ended his letter to me with a very positive report. He said that once his son started to mentally see himself pulling that impossible grade, he started to pay more attention in class, he started doing his homework on time, asking for extra help. He said he was proud to say that his son's grade had gone from a low D to a high B. So I think it's clear, folks, that mental rehearsal, once you start using this, and once you're receptive to mastering this particular tool, you will find yourself realizing new ambitions. Whether you're a child or an adult, your potential is really a state of mind. You can replace old negative views of yourself with new scripts of success. There's really nothing to stop you except for your own imagination. Once you imagine something new for yourself, you're going to get flooded with ideas on how to realize that image. You're going to get excited again. You're going to feel the new possibilities. And all of this is simply because you allowed yourself to break through your own worst barrier. That barrier is what you believe you're capable of. Counselors, therapists who recommend visualization say it really is the true key to tap into potential. Research reveals that all of our skills are learned through image-making processes, whether you're driving a car, reading a book, dressing yourself. That basically you form a picture of the activity before you actually perform it. So think of it like this. Your mind is working like a movie projector, screening this images of yourself, and you have the power to direct the movie projector, your mind, to reach your desired goals. A few years ago, I had the honor of doing some seminars for the Walt Disney Organization in Florida. They were a good client of mine for a number of years. A manager of one of their resorts told me this true story. A few years ago, after Walt Disney passed away, the beautiful Epcot Center was finished and open to the public. A group of foreign exchange students were visiting, enjoying themselves, and admiring how wonderful it was. One of the vice presidents of the Disney organization happened to walk by and overheard one of the students who said, "You know, it really upsets me that Walt Disney never got to see Epcot." Well, the vice president turned around and walked up to the group and he said, "Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. It's because Disney saw Epcot that it is here today." Now, my favorite quote of all time is from Helen Keller. And her quote is, which I have on my bulletin board here, "The greatest tragedy in life is people have sight but no vision." Folks, for me, one of the greatest secrets of success is not to work so hard with physical sweat. but instead to use your mind to work out the details of how to be the person you want to be, how to have what you want to have, how to recreate your business, how to invent that new product or service that's going to make people want to come and do business with you. I think the real difference between